Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
food, but also international issues to life. And I'm not too sure who may be his co-sponsor, but I will say we're able to work with these people from the UN, and that's kind of how we were able to get our UN Economic and Social Council Association, and then a few other people from the UN Department of Global Communications. And this all was in connection with the Seoul Metro government. So it started very local, and then as peace is not a high level interest in the
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605. And we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
We all say we would like to be wealthy. But wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call, because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
to the work of peace and to other people around the world who are also speaking to and writing about video blogs around peace. Because as we said, it's kind of, it seems one-sided sometimes where it's almost all negative. And so I think it's really important to acknowledge the work of all people, media personnel who are doing work for peace. And so this event is bringing together the Midwest media personnel that I've encountered and who have had an interest and worked with us prior. We're hoping to connect not just with like local Chicago, but even those maybe in Canada or Indiana, anywhere in Illinois, Wisconsin, to bring people together who have like an affinity for peace initiatives, human rights, social justice, who cover nonviolence types of work. And this event is going to help us build amongst one another, help them become familiar with what HWPL does and our initiatives here, but also we want to help support the work that these journalists and editors are, media people are doing, any projects that they may have around promoting and supporting nonviolence or maybe community peace initiatives. So that's what this event is. Anyone is invited. It's on Eventbrite, and it's called Connect for Change, HWPL Media Event. A little bit about the media work we've encountered so far with HWPL internationally, and then we'll have a discussion a little more closer to home about what we're seeing here in Chicago, but also we want to have a good idea of where people are at when it comes to, you know, their perception as a person in media. You have so much influence, and how do you use this influence? How do you cover the news? There's going to be a lot of really interesting topics, and I'm excited to have you and Naima join us, and I'm looking forward to any of the listeners also join.
One of the things we want to do is bring in all of our whole crew, our team of hosts as part of this effort, so that we can be consciously creating the positive stories the positive reporting that changes the attitude. You know, of course, Jana, with all of the things that are happening abroad, and what we want to be able to do is change the perspective of people of each other. So, Jana, are you able to hear us clearly now? I want to make sure I've corrected the audio issue.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, Naima.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So, Alicia, can I ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Oh, good, excellent. Okay, so did you say that you're based in Chicago?
Correct.
Hi. Yeah, okay, the sound is a little weird at my end, but I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good, okay, because I'm not sure if I can hear Alicia. Alicia, tell me about what first attracted you to HWPL and how did you find out about them? I think you said something about it's to do with the Interface Initiative. Is that correct?
Yeah, sorry, it's a bit muffled on my end, but this is what I think you said. How did I get connected with HWPL, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
She wanted to confirm that you're asking how did she get connected with HWPL.
Yeah, how did you first get involved? And was that to do with the Interface Project?
Yes, exactly. It first started through to be completely honest, I was a part of a few different interface groups here in Chicago. One of them was through my university. And then I started doing projects like events, and then I came across HWPL, and HWPL is where I actually felt specifically the branch. I felt like they were very international, and at that time I was hoping to complete my degree within marketing with international perspectives, and so it seemed like aligned perfectly. I was working on my degree during this time, and then I also was able to connect with an organization that seemed to have the same type of interest that I had first initially with the interfaith meeting, which always kind of sparked an interest in me. But then there was also ITYG, which is the International Peace Youth Group. And
okay.
This is another branch of HWPL focused specifically on youth and youth programs. So they do like peace walks, they do volunteer work. And so that's kind of how I initially connected and met new people. And then now I think I would be more involved with IWPG because I'm a bit older now. And IWPG is International Women's Peace Group. And so
okay.
Same idea, but just with a more women focused. And they also volunteer. They work with community doing either food banks or food drives. And so it's like there's something for everyone within HWPL, which is great. And there's even, about two years ago, we started getting more involved with peace education. And so this peace education, we connect with local community teachers or organizations, institutions that maybe have after-school programs or summer programs. And there's a whole peace education curriculum that is so beautiful, and it basically it starts children very young on the fundamentals of peace and how to work together, not just like in the broader sense, but, you know, one-on-one with your family, then with your school, classmates, and then in, you know, the larger picture of where you belong in the world and how you can influence the world. And so there's been a lot happening in HWPL. Obviously, the last year has slowed down a lot of the work we're doing. But every few months we have events, and one of these events includes CPCW, which is called the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War, and this is another legislative peace campaign where we work with government officials and get them more familiar with peace legislation, because it's not, I think a lot of There's many organizations who try to do their best to work with their community and to bring people together in harmony and to proclaim great things about peace. But fundamentally, there's laws that do need to take place in order to manifest what we would envision as a peaceful community. And so CCW is how HWPL is getting there on a more government and official, like, legislative level. So that's what's been happening. That's what keeps me interested. There's always something going on, and more in particular is this media event, which I'm helping to support. But this is just one HWPL media event.
Right.
One held in the Philippines and in India. And so there's several instances of media events happening in specific regions around the world. However,
right.
This is going to be the first one in North America. And so that's exciting. So it's even more exciting because we get to have you guys. And I've listened to a few of Naima's shows, and she always has the most insightful people speaking who really have a passion. And I think when people get to hear your passion, you spark something in their hearts. And so I'm really hoping people who do have such a valuable skill set in journalism and media, from blogging to photojournalism, even like social media, you can leverage your social media platform, and there you go. Now you are an influencer. Now you are a media person. So a lot of people need to be around people like Naima and people who have a heart for change towards peace. And so that's really how this media event came about. We want to work with different people from around the world. And now specifically we're just honing in on Chicago. But
that's wonderful. And I mean, I can hear your enthusiasm, and it's great. It's very energizing just listening to you. And tell me something. Have you heard about the blogging Carnival for Nonviolence?
Carnival.
the blogging carnival for nonviolence, which we want to kind of incorporate that whole effort with this, because people who are supporting peace need to speak about it and need to submit their ideas and their blogs about it, so that we can have an impact on the global ideas. And certainly
that's right. And the way we look at the Blogging Carnival for Nonviolence is not about ideas; it's about our experience. And I'm a practitioner of nonviolent communication. I'm very passionate about it. And nonviolent communication is about changing things, changing the way we communicate with each other in order to bring about a peaceful world. That's the long and the short of it. But what I'm after is, and obviously nonviolent communication is based on empathy. So if it's okay with you, Alicia, I will get your email address from, oh, I think I might have it already, but if not, I will get your email address from Naima, and I'll send you some details. Are you interested in that?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
And do you know other people who would be interested in submitting blogs?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. There's many people all over the world, as you just said, Alicia, who are working for peace in our own different ways in their own corners of the world. And I think it's so important that we're just getting on with it and we're just doing it. And we are. And it's also important, like you said, for us to connect with each other and communicate with each other. So tell me something. Can you tell us a little bit about the peace education that you were talking about? Because you're saying you're going into schools. Is that right?
Correct. So peace education started maybe a few years ago, about 5 years ago, and 117 schools had voluntarily became a part of the HWPL Peace Academy, and most of these were in like the Philippines and Asian countries. That's how it initially started, and those programs grew and became so successful that they started branching out, and so now, a few years ago, we were able to pick up some of that curriculum and start to share that curriculum with communities around Chicago. And so we had a few members who were doing the curriculum during the after-school programs or during summer programs, and so that's still ongoing, and it's still getting built out, but because it initially started in Asia, a lot of the communication is still in a different language, and so more so for like a North American audience. But it was beautiful to see how, as a child, how excited children are for peace. I may have mentioned it, but we're so bombarded through media, just like with violence, whether it's video games or movies, and to see like a child has such an interest, like to learn more about, you know, how to play well with other kids or the difference of like how to speak nicely or empathize with maybe another sibling or even their own parent. So it's little pieces of communication that really helps develop, as you mentioned, like empathy, which we all need like a refresh of every now and then. So I think that peace education is going to kind of just test it out through after school programs and summer programs. And hopefully we'll start seeing it adopted a lot more around the world.
I have a question.
Yeah, which is very exciting.
You know what I'm saying? Because they started out as an after-school initiative, and we have so many teachers that are a little bit frustrated because they can't really be consistent with the kinds of work, doing it online with students. And so, you know, the school has been really sketchy in terms of the education. Maybe this is the best time to introduce the whole peace education curriculum to many of these.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture. Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global. Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And thank you for joining us. Join us tomorrow evening for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata right here on the Female Solution Radio TV show. As always, we appreciate you and we look forward to you being a part of the solution.